The Sunday law test, which begins in the United States and then goes to the world. This blotting out of sin is directly related to this continuum, and in our next study we'll look at that. What we're looking at here is the waymarks, these historical events that are ahead of us. This one that we're looking at here, the latter rain, the refreshing, immediately at the Sunday law, God's church is purified. We receive the seal of God, and the latter rain begins to be poured out upon us. This empowers us to not only stand through the time of trouble, that is one of the purposes of the latter rain, but it empowers us to give the loud cry message. The loud cry message and the latter rain certainly can't be separated from one another, but they are distinct waymarks. One is the message. One is the presence of the Holy Spirit with power in our life, in our experience. Review and Herald, April 19th, 1906. I say to all, press together. Be very critical in regard to yourselves, but exercise all the tenderness of Christ towards your brethren. I entreat the Lord's people to cease to criticize one another and give themselves to the proclamation of the truth for this time. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth, and drunkenness, insanity, revelry, and crime are rapidly increasing. There is before us a terrible crisis. The lives of many will go out in darkness. We need now to bow before God in true humility of soul. For the day of clouds and thick darkness is fast approaching. The last great conflict is before us. But help is to come to all who love God and obey His law, and the earth and the whole earth is to be lighted with the glory of God. Another angel is to come down from heaven. This angel represents the giving of the loud cry, which is to come from those who are preparing to cry mightily with a strong voice, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The loud cry is the message. It's identifying the message that comes out of God's people once they are receiving the latter rain. Now, another waymark that takes place at the Sunday law, and many haven't looked closely at this, but we know that in Revelation 13:11, first the United States speaks as a dragon, and then the next three verses begin to describe the miracles that are brought into connection with the United States in order to accomplish this deception of the whole earth. This is when the United States has fully disconnected itself from righteousness.